Hello. Welcome to the Word on the Street podcast. On today's episode, I will share the top 5 React.js interview questions and answers with you. So let's get started. Question 1 is, what is React? So the answer is, React is a JavaScript-based library which is used to create a SPA single-page application and different user interfaces. React is developed and maintained by Facebook and other contributors. By using React, we can develop web and mobile application by just following component-based architecture, and by using React, we can get robust, scalable and high-performance application. Question 2 is, what is virtual DOM in React? So the answer is, DOM plays an important role in terms of web application performance, thus there are tons of frameworks are available who manipulates the DOM directly by adding, modifying or removing any existing element. When we perform any action on a page, at that time content should be updated based on the result of action and it should be reflected in the DOM. In React, virtual DOM plays an important role by updating DOM which marked as a dirty. Basically, React's virtual DOM convert the dirty component into virtual image of a component and compare it with the existing DOM, and based on the result of the comparison, the new DOM will be replaced by the existing DOM. Question 3 is, what is the difference between real DOM and virtual DOM? So the answer is, when we change any action in an application, at that time real DOM should be updated. In this case, it would be expected that all that conversion task should be faster to achieve higher performance. Basically, a DOM or real DOM is a structured collection of abstracted elements and the virtual DOM is the abstraction of HTML DOM. Real DOM is existing elements structure, whereas virtual DOM is the virtual tree of our application with the recent changes we have done. At the end of the comparison between real DOM and virtual DOM, the newly updated DOM will be rendered into the browser. Question 4 is, what are the hooks in React? So the answer is, as per the official definition, React hooks means hooks let you use state and other React features without writing a class. You can also build your own hooks to share reusable stateful logic between components by using hooks. We can share state using function component which acts as isolated reusable units. It means now we don't need to use class component for using state. One of the updates in hooks is that we can write the state and update it even within a single line of code. Apart from using state in the function component, we can also access different lifecycle hooks using useEffect. Question 5 is, why we should use JSX. So the answer is, using JavaScript with XML makes it more useful while developing web application using React. While using React for web development, we need to perform various tasks along with the UI-like events, DOM manipulation, changes of states and props, managing reusable component and so on. By using JSX, we can embed code of JavaScript with HTML easily which allow us to manage errors, inline expressions, conditions, etc. Using component, we can have HTML markup and business logic in a single file so that it can be a more manageable component in order to update anything. And of the main advantages that JSX can be easily used by just using curly braces in our JSX file and we are good to go. Thanks to listing Word on the Street, share and subscribe.